Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi everyone, welcome to Words of Wisdom with Apostle Glenn Munama. We are excited to have you on our podcast, and we know you will be blessed, convicted, and strengthened by this week's podcast episode. Don't forget that a new episode is posted every Wednesday at 7 p.m. South African Standard Time. Before you get into it, please don't forget to follow us on social media. Our Facebook page is The Synagogue's JWC. Our Instagram is thesynagogues.jwc. And last but not least, our YouTube page is Ida TV. We also would love to hear back from you, so we have set up a Discord channel for you all. Feel free to check out the podcast description for the link. We also have a few announcements. The Synagogue's JWC is building. Our goal is to have the funding to start phase one of the auditorium by 2025. To give towards the project, you can use our PayPal PayMe link or via bank transfer. Banking details and PayPal link can be found in the podcast description. Let us build the house of the Lord. Enjoy.
Amongst the things that we are going to do today, we've got a few surprises. Hallelujah. And one of the surprises is that we are also going to release our books today. There are three. I've not authored any book, but we are releasing three today. Three books. Hallelujah. Oh, So we are going to talk more about that later. For now, it is the time for the Word of God. You know what is interesting about these books is that they all came from the sermons. That's how long sermons are in this house. A sermon is a book. Because some sermons go for weeks. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, are you excited, Bazalwane? Yes. Let us go to the book of Matthew, chapter 25. Now, you remember that we have been talking on a series, which I believe is going to be another book on end time messages. On end time message. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So, we are going to read from Matthew 25. We'll start from verse 31. Can you read it for us there?
Matthew chapter 25, verse 31.
Uh-huh.
When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne.
Now, these messages have been about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is coming. Look at your neighbor, Morana, just what? We have to stop preaching things that don't prepare the church for his coming. Amen. Amen. The message today must be to prepare people for his coming. Time of exciting people's ears and appealing messages to people, shouting, glory, hallelujah, preach it, pastor, are over. People must hear what they don't want to hear. Hello?
Amen.
Say neighbor, your amen is dead already. We haven't even started.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you happy to be here?
Amen.
So, these messages are preparing us for his coming, because he's coming. I told you that one of the things that I believe that God has graced me with is end time messages. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because many years I had a dream where I saw exactly that God was using me to clean this white gown of the bride, which is the church. And I saw that he was ready, also dressed up, to come and meet the bride. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
And I can see the grace that is taking place as we are teaching this, that, wow, this is actually what God wants us to be doing. Amen?
Amen.
When he comes, what will he find us doing? That's the big question. What will he find you doing as your neighbor? When he comes, there are certain things that he wants to find us doing. What are you doing? And these are the very things. You know, remember, just as it was in the times of Noah, people continued with their everyday life. I've said that, we are looking for husbands, we are looking for Seneba. Why now? Okay? What did he say that is not so, that is disturbing? Hallelujah. Some are looking for relationships, some are looking, that. In other words, people's life continues as usual. And that's the way, that's when Christ will come, when things look like that. Amen. As it was in the days of Noah. People were doing what? Were marrying. They were doing anything that any normal person. It's going to come when people are still chasing certain things in life. Are you hearing me? So the question is, the things that you are doing that are occupying your life, is that the things that you want to give as an account when he comes? What are you going to say you've been doing with your life? And when you look at these very parables, it's exactly that. Hallelujah. This parable speaks about his coming. Hallelujah. Continue reading.
Verse 32.
Uh-huh.
All the nations will be gathered before him,
uh-huh,
and he will separate the people,
yes,
one from another,
yes,
as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats.
Now, listen, very interesting that, you know, the two things we are seeing there. That there will be a clear distinction. You know, you cannot confuse a goat from a sheep. Okay? There will be a clear distinction of people. Some will be goats. And again, the second interesting thing that is that he chooses to use a goat and a sheep. There are so many things that are different in the world. The reason why he uses a sheep and a goat is because there are certain things that we must also look at concerning these very animals. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
Say sheep and goat.
Sheep and goat.
So in other words, there are people you can clearly say, when you look at them spiritually and say, this one is a goat. This one is a sheep. Remember, we are the sheep. Hallelujah. And there's a reason why the Bible calls us sheep, because we behave in a particular way. There are some of us as Christians, we are Christians and we are supposed to behave like sheep, but we behave like goats. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
One of the things that a clear difference between the two is that goats you cannot lead. If you walk in front of a goat, it's not going to follow you. In other words, a goat does not want to be told anything. A goat wants to do its own thing. You see, if you are a child of God, you have to be a sheep. A goat will go wherever it wants to go, wherever it thinks things look better. You see, sheep you will lead to green pastures. A goat will find its green pastures. He's looking around. He says, okay, I go in there. Cannot tell it anything. This speaks of our attitude towards the word of God. Let me put it like this to you. If the word of God has got no power over your life, you are a goat. If the word of God cannot tell you anything, you are a goat, finish and clear. If you read the word of God and you do the opposite, you are a goat. If you say, don't even quote the Bible to me, you are a goat. Am I talking to somebody here?
Yes.
You know, when people are angry sometimes, don't even quote the Bible. Say, so anyway, that time you are a goat, finish and clear. So goats don't even read the word. Say, so anyway, goats don't read the word. Say, neighbor, I believe you are not the goat. With all my heart, you are not the goat. Because sheep seek instruction. Goats don't seek instruction. When you read the word of God, you seek instruction. You seek direction. Oh, Jesus Christ, are you here? But if you want to live your own life, you won't go to the word of God. Because the word of God will lead you in a way that you don't want. I say, neighbor, Lord, sir, I mean, I'm not tired. Are you hearing me? So one of the distinct thing about goats and sheep is that a goat just want to do its own thing. It does not want to follow anybody. Amen? Unless you are a sheep, you will not see the kingdom of heaven. Unless you are a sheep, goats are not going to see heaven. Simple. They will be separated from the sheep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Another thing with the goats is that they are never satisfied with their grazing area or wherever they are. They are never satisfied. They always think there's a better place. You see, they will eat, yeah? And then they will eat there, and they will eat there. They will not graze like sheep taking their time. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
They are so distractive. They are so hyperactive. Say, neighbor, some Christians are like that, I can tell you. Bakwa likwa. Say, neighbor, bakwa likwa. They eat here? I want something else. They eat here and they eat there. They don't eat until they are satisfied with what they have. At the moment, they always think there's something better elsewhere. Say, neighbor, I believe you are not a goat. You know, sometimes why people don't appreciate what they have is because they can't focus on what they have and get the best out of what they have. You know, some of you complaining about you don't have this, you don't have that. Honestly, if you had to focus on what you have and graze on it, you will see how much you is there. Tell your neighbor, kwela sheba kwana lukwana. You people ba sheba kwana lukwana. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They don't have time to focus on what God has given them. You'll appreciate more. You'll be less depressed, less unhappy. Don't be a goat.
Amen?
Amen?
Yeah.
Whereas sheep like grazing the grass, the goat wants to go for the trees, for the leaves, things that are a bit higher. It speaks of pride. Say, neighbor. Akiru na ba orata ujale ba pahaming. You like to eat with those that are recognized and respected, and you want to associate with such. Hallelujah. It's pride. Say pride. Say pride. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? So, these are just a few things about the two animals that, you know, I just want to highlight. But be a sheep. Say, be a sheep. Be led. And leadership, the first thing before, let me tell you. Some of us, the reason why we don't follow leaders in our churches is because we don't follow God. No, I'm telling you. It's because the word of God has got no power over your life. Then there is no one who will ever have any influence over your life if the word of God doesn't. So we crack ourselves in churches with people who are not doing this, who are not following. No, they've never followed God. Why would they follow you? The most rebellious people in churches are the ones that don't respect God. If you don't fear God, you will not listen to anybody. Amen.
Amen.
Are you still here?
Amen.
Said I won't be long. I want to be short. Okay, I just want to go on. Let's just continue reading the word of God. Are you blessed, Bazalwane?
Yes.
Say, I don't want to miss heaven. I've told you that heaven is not an easy thing. You know, some of us, we behave like heaven is guaranteed. Paul says, I box myself every day. Because Paul, who wrote the Bible we are reading, he says, even himself can be rejected. Who are we? Who are we? Some of us, when he sees sinners, we don't know if it's healing. Where now? Seneba, be careful. That sinner could end up in heaven and you in hell. About hello, I'm here, hello. Are you hearing me? Am I talking to somebody here? So every day we must check what we are doing and weigh it on God's scale and see if it is worth anything. Because the things that makes us proud that we are making heaven are not the things that matter, actually. Okay. Do you love Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Let's clap hands for Jesus. Please continue reading. Let's continue reading.
Verse 33. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Verse 34, Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my father.
Now, who are these people on the right? It's the sheep. Don't forget that. It's the sheep. So these words have been spoken to those that are categorized as what? As sheep. Not goats. Okay, continue reading.
Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world.
Yes.
Verse 35.
Uh-huh.
For I was hungry,
yes,
and you gave me something to eat.
Now, it began to list the things that these sheep were doing. Amen?
Yes.
Now, if I were you and I'm a Christian today, I would not even measure myself with the scriptures that I know and the number of prayers that I'm doing. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
No. Look what he says. He says, I was what? Hungry. Did he say I was hungry? He says, I was hungry. You see, the problem with us Christians is that we are looking, we say we believe in God, that we love God that we have never seen, but yet we cannot love the one that we see. That's our problem. Christ manifests in people. Okay. He manifests in people looking for your help in these people. And when you help these people, you are helping God. You are serving God. That's why James says, it's not this faith. If you really believe in God, you will do these things. Amen. Imagine you are waiting that they are going to evaluate you and give you a good assessment in heaven, and they don't even list the things that you have done, the things that you thought they were important. The things that look like they are unimportant, these are the things that matters in kingdom, in the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. We may preach great sermons, but they may weigh nothing in heaven. But in your eyes, they might be great. There could be a guy who's just sharing a word somewhere in the street. That message could weigh a lot in heaven, more than the one that was preached from this beautiful pulpit. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? The things that we do when everybody is watching and that we think they're going to make the list, they don't. Yet the people that we thought we were better than them, the things that they do counted. Because in your eyes, they are doing nothing. They are just not making it public. And like the woman who gave 2 pennies, you know, it looked like there's nothing that she did, but in heaven it counted more than the millionaires that were in the church that day who signed the check. Big one. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? My question is, what are you doing that actually counts in the kingdom of God? Where it's a ingwen that counts. You're attending church, well and good, it's a good start, but that's not enough. I'm giving, yes, that's good, but that's not enough. This is the matter of the heart. You see, a millionaire can give a million and still not feel it, or a billionaire can give it and not feel it. But when you have your last 100,000, wabo winter, shoo. Am I talking to somebody here? You know, I remember this story of a pig and a chicken that is very, some of you may know about it. We may not know that a chicken and a pig, they were having a discussion about breakfast. So the chicken said, "I'm looking forward to breakfast, to contributing to this breakfast thing that they talk about. I'm excited. I've just given egg." And then the pig said, "I'm not excited at all." He said, "Why?" He said, "You see, the difference between you and me is that I have to die for somebody to have bacon. You just have to lay an egg." See that some people, they think laying eggs is important, and God does not want egg layers, He wants people who die. Oh, what vamudimu nali tembatu. We are challenging each other. Jesus is coming. Brothers, I want to see you in heaven. Amen. That is if I make it. I'm praying every day that may it be that the things that I do count. And you know what is interesting is this, is that He knows the secrets of the heart that some of us, we don't even know. Some of us, we think that it's antenna, but God can see your heart. God can see your heart. That's the reason you're actually doing it. And that is what gives your gift the value. Oh, are you here, Bazalwane?
Yeah.
I was hungry. You came. And by the way, when these people is talking about They were not even aware that they were feeding Jesus. Amen. One of the things that I'm praying coming this season that is starting now, that in this ministry, we must do things that count. Amen. We have built a beautiful church, yes. We have a place where people can come and listen to the word of God. Wonderful. But the moment we idolize this place, it becomes nothing. You know, somebody said that, you know, in fact, I said it here, that I don't want to miss the days of the tent. You don't hear what I'm saying. I don't want to miss those times. And things happen. I've seen buildings taking away the presence. And then people are just staring at these walls and they've become very, very, what is the right word? Professional Christians. Yeah. Traditional. That's the word I wanted. Nothing. You know, are you hearing what I'm telling you? There's something that we don't want to miss, man. There's something that we don't want to. And that's anybody, you know that thing, man. I don't even have to tell you. You know that thing. Okay. Because now, what was a blessing now has become a snare. What was a blessing has become what?
A snare.
That's why some of us, it's better not to have money. Okay, I know you won't say amen, yeah? Say never, some of us, maybe, the fact that we don't have money is saving us. Amen. So these people were doing the right things. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Being where they are supposed to be and doing what is supposed to be done, that counts in the kingdom of heaven. Beautiful programs, they don't count in heaven. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Beautiful setups, they don't count in heaven. What counts is the hearts of the people that are there. Don't misplace your heart. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Don't misplace your heart. Don't be deceived by what you see. Stay connected.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So these people, continue reading there.
I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink.
You see, here's the thing that, you know, somebody asked something, and it really caught my attention. You know what this person said? He said, but tell me, you pastors, why you would be rushing for a service, a miracle service, that you are late, and you pass a cripple by the side of the road? Rushing to a miracle service. And I said, wow, what a powerful question. You are rushing to a what? To a miracle service, but you pass, you are no different from that man who passed the man who was injured. Who was finally helped by a Samaritan man. Amen? All those people could have been pastors, could have been Christians. Say anybody, could have been you. For all I know. Are you hearing me? The things that we are doing, are they counting something in heaven? Ask your neighbor, are they counting something? Happy Rabereka, di kereken Rabereka, serious. Say anybody, di kereken Rabereka. Let me see. Look at us. Imagine after working so hard, you're waiting, they're listing things, they don't come to the things that you have done. Okaru, you have not done anything. When God is finished, you say, can I ask something? I think there's something missing there in your list. I think, please, can you go through your list? I think you jumped something there. And they are godly. No, heaven did not applaud you. Are you hearing me? Ask your neighbor, what are you doing? Is it counting anything? Amen. Continue reading.
I was a stranger and you invited me in.
Say I was a stranger. And you invited me in. Don't you like associating with those that we know? Don't you want to help those that we know? Don't you want to talk to those that we know? Right now, after the service, you see we all go to the people we know. As in Niti, right here, we can do practicals. Cinema, we can have practicals after the sermon here. You see, you go to the ones that you came with. Straight, go to Karke Magnet, go to Karke Magnet. You know, one of the things that I've always said is a tragedy is for someone to come to church and kill themselves on the same afternoon. What is it saying about the church? Can I ask this question? What is it saying about us? Same afternoon, they go kill their children and their wives. Same afternoon. But they were listening to our sermons in the church. What are we doing? Is it counting anything? That's the question. That's the question. Or just excited that we're, hey, really? Is it counting anything? Jesus was there, you did not even see him. Ayemi Fela Koning was just standing by the corner somewhere. No one came to this Jesus. We were all pulled to familiarity or pulled by familiarity. And let's go, bro. Get into your car. Jesus is folding his hand. Look at that one. Look at that one and say, relate the lunch was about last one. Seal a lunch. Let's go. Amen. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
Can we work for Jesus or not work for Jesus, Matu? We must do, otherwise, whatever we're doing is a waste of time. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody said, you know. The reason why they don't, you know, they have problems with this church is that it takes too long. It takes too long. So, but really? You know, the God is, oh, people, ask your neighbor, what are we doing, Mar? What are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? The God that I know is the God that you cannot instruct. You cannot tell him anything. He does what he does, anyhow he does it. Yes, if we are wasting time in the church, then it's fine. It's our responsibility. But if the Holy Ghost takes over, it's another story. Sometimes I want to preach for a long time. I can't even get into the sermon. What must I do? I must think, hey, we have got a timekeeper there. He's not blessed by what is happening. You see what I'm saying? At the end, why are you even in church? Not even this church, any church. Why are you even there? Oh, sorry, these people I'm talking about are not in the service today. Ne? I thought they were here. I'm so sorry. Amen?
Amen?
Let's clap hands for Jesus Christ. The big question, what are we doing? How do we treat strangers? How do we treat those that we don't know? I don't trust you. I don't trust you. Why? Because I don't know you. Don't know you. Amen. Let me tell you one of the most amazing things that I've seen is to go to a random person. I believe it's the Holy Ghost who would be saying, go. You know, my sister, Jesus, you know Jesus loves you. Who has experienced that? Let me see. Have you experienced? You see, people have experienced. What? Have you experienced that? If you haven't, go do it. You see somebody like Uduzi Ali, go to that person and say, to my sister, to know Jesus love. Really? Because they've experienced so much in life that they don't think there is anything like love, whatever. No one. They believe that they cannot be loved. But if you just went to them and say, you know, Jesus loves you. In fact, that's the most powerful bait that you can ever use to evangelize the world. For God so loved the world that does not love itself. The world that has destroyed itself. Are you here, Bazalwane?
Amen.
What are we doing, Mars? Ask your neighbor, what are we doing? That really counts. Doing we are doing, honestly. But let's finish. I just want to finish here.
Verse 36,
uh-huh.
I needed clothes and you clothed me.
Yes.
I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you
came. I did not have clothes. You didn't clothe me. You know, Bazalan, I don't know. One of the very common things that we are seeing in the world today, especially in Christian churches, is that people don't come to church because they don't have clothes. Say never yon na we. People miss church because they don't have clothes. My question is this. Okay, let's talk about that for a moment. Why do people worry about clothes when they have to come to church? It's because somebody in the church makes them worry about clothes. Someone in our midst is responsible. These people don't feel comfortable in our midst. Are you hearing me? I don't know. But you see, when you are coming to church, dress modestly. just be nice. Say never, just be okay, just be nice. Hallelujah. If you dress over the top, say never, if you dress over the top, don't make the one that is under whatever feel like they are naked. Because it's certainly something that we do that makes people feel uncomfortable in our midst. Amen?
Amen.
Are you here, Bazalwane?
Amen.
But there are those who don't come to church because they don't have clothes. We don't even know. We don't even ask. And we've got extra something that you can share with them. Okay, I'll give you something. There are many people who miss church because they don't have. Barry, I've been wearing this thing for a long time. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
But some of us, we've got clothes that we don't even wear. Jesus Christ, he didn't come to church. So who was in church if he didn't come? Because he did not have something to wear. So who was in church? This tells you something about what we are doing, that we must examine. Hello? It's high time we put what we are doing on the scale of heaven and see what it really weighs. Amen. Some of us will be, I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. And what? Which one do you want? Because he says, I'm naked. You are not coming to me. Come, Jesus, come. Which one? Which Jesus? Because the very Jesus who must come to you is the one you don't look after. That is true Christianity. Sharing what you have with somebody. You see, this world has become so cold. But people of God, church is the only hope. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Church is the only hope. This world has become selfish. Everybody's building high walls around themselves. They don't want to know anything about their neighbor. You know what is interesting? Is that the more people don't care about each other, the more crime increases. The higher the walls, the higher the crime. Are you hearing me, what I'm saying? The solutions of the social ills are in the church. You know we've got solutions. And this is the solution. That person who does not have something to eat, no clothes, and they're sitting there. You know, young people, for instance, they're under pressure. Their friends are, you know, having this kind of takis and jeans, and the poor guy is just there. Are you hearing me, young people? You know what is next? They're thinking, you know who's going to visit them? If you don't visit them, is the devil himself who will visit them and give them ideas. Say, okay, don't worry. There's a way we can get this thing. I get they are weak, they don't know God. He gives them ideas. They start doing things. Then you start complaining. Somebody's out of line. Hey, why didn't you go there before the devil went? Why didn't you visit them before the devil visited them? Some of us, we just write on this high moral, whatever. And then what do? And we begin to judge them. No, what have you done when they were in need of our help? Hello. This has been Christian. And this is what we are judged on. I mean, I say, look, it's really fully serious. Amen. I really want to close now. But I believe that the message is home and dry. I want to end the message here, honestly. You have received the message. Let us examine what we are doing. And see if when we go through the gates of heaven, when we come before the throne of judgment, if they will count anything. In this coming season, in this ministry, that's what we'll focus on. We'll focus on these very things. Prisons. You know, I was looking at prison ministry, for instance. We thought, when you talk about prison ministry, we thought it's going to prison and speaking to the prisoners, eh? No. That's just the tip of an iceberg in prison ministry. You know, prisoners have got families. Some of them were breadwinners. Do you know how many people are sitting waiting for trial in prison? And many, let me not say many, some of them are innocent. And their families are being scattered. And we are sitting and doing nothing. And say, preach it, Pastor, preach it. When we leave here, we go home and do what we do every day. Bible says that he is closest to those that are broken. If you want him, go to those that are broken. You find him. Not to those that are flying with whatever. Because in this world, we see the prosperous and we say they are blessed. He never said that. He said, I am with those that are broken. Amen. Hallelujah. Going to a family of the person who is in prison, you are serving God. To just speak to them and say, how are you since this man was arrested? All we know, kamo, ntatwate utrunko. Hello? Isn't true? Ntatwaka mu tswere. Tswere ntatwaka. Shoo, say never shoo. If this world were to accept and receive a message, we have to show love. If you go to a family of a brother or a sister who's in prison, and you will see how disrupted that family was by the absence of that person. I was in prison. He didn't come to me. Wow, can Jesus go to prison? It means that there are people who go to prison that are innocent. What more message do you want to? Let's clap hands for Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we blessed, Bazalwani? I just want to end there. God bless you. Yeah.
Thank you for listening, family. There is a way for both international listeners and South Africans to give. For international listeners, please use our PayPal Me link, which you can find in our podcast description. For South Africans, please see our banking details in the description as well. Shalom.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.